From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. World powers have announced a new peace effort aimed at ending the Syrian civil war. The plans were outlined in a Friday news conference held by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and U.N. Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura. The plan includes Syrian government and opposition groups working to establish a political process for a new Syrian government. Kerry said that the differing sides agreed to disagree on the fate of President Bashar al-Assad, but that they would continue to make the effort, that is, to bring about a solution.
And we believe that Syrians deserve a different choice, and our goal is to work with Syrians from many factions to develop that choice. But we can't allow that difference to get in the way of the possibility of diplomacy to end the killing and to find a solution.
The announcement followed 2 days of talks between 17 countries, including the United States, Russia, China, Iran, and Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, Mr. Kerry spoke just hours after the White House announced that it will send fewer than 50 U.S. Special Forces commandos to northern Syria to coordinate local Syrian rebel fighter movements with the U.S.-led coalition efforts. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the move does not mark the beginning of a U.S. combat mission in Syria.
The president has put in place a multifaceted strategy to degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL. And this military component of that strategy is an important part of the president's top priority, which is the safety and security of the American public.
The deployment marks the first U.S. ground forces sent to Syria for more than a raid or specific mission. This is